Well, it's Tuesday morning, and one of my favourite things about a Tuesday morning here on Breakfast on 2SER 107.3 is the Tuesday Book Club. Andrew Popel comes in, tells us what we should be reading. Good morning, sir.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Now, what do we got for this week?
Today, I want to take a little bit of a departure from the novel and even from long-form writing entirely and offer up a wonderful new book for children called Small Things by Mel Tregoning.
Well, that's a familiar name. Why?
Well, look, I'll tell you a little bit about it. Small Things is the story of a young boy, and he struggles each day with worries and concerns that he doesn't fit in. We see him rejected by kids in the playground, laughed at by peers, having difficulty in the classroom. Eventually, these worries manifest as small creatures that seem to follow him around and chip away at him more each day. And through his sister, he starts to open up about these feelings, and he learns he's not alone. So this is a story about mental health and mental illness, and it's designed to bring the topic to children and adults alike. And when you consider the stigma that still attaches to mental health issues in this country, it represents a really powerful opportunity to bring the discussion to a new generation before they fall prey to the same stereotypes and prejudices that we still suffer from. The story is told entirely without words. It's really powerful. As you read Small Things, it quickly becomes apparent how effective this is. And I can't talk this up too much. I read Small Things in bed last night, and it's, as most children's books are, it's a fairly slim volume. But I found myself, it was a really slow process, because you really have to get into the story, and Mel's artwork is just fantastic. But yeah, look, it's so powerful that it has no words, because so often with anxiety or depression, we exist entirely in our heads, and this can rob us of the language to express how we're feeling to everyone who's quite simply separate from our own mind space. And as an entirely visual experience, Mel Tregoning, she allows us to sit with this discomfort and try to make sense of it as we walk alongside the young boy and his personal troubles. I think it will also allow parents to have this discussion with their kids without putting labels on what's happening to them. It acknowledges that this affects so many of us from a young age. Like the little boy in this novel, he's at school, so we're thinking he could be 5 or 6, he might be 7, but from a very young age. And kids need to discover this with the help of the people in their lives. They don't necessarily need a label on it just yet.
No, of course not. Not yet.
Now, I've mentioned that Small Things is by Mel Tregoning, and it grew out of a comic strip called Night that she had worked on for years. Now, look, unfortunately, Mel took her own life before the book was finished, and her family worked just so hard to make sure Small Things saw publication. They were assisted in this by Sean Tan, whom I'm sure many fans of amazing visual stories know only too well from works like The Arrival and The Rabbits. I can't help but be struck by how sad it is that Mel can't see the impact that I'm sure this book will have for many people. But it also highlights the importance of having this conversation now and making it accessible for everyone. And look, I just further, look, Small Things, obviously, it deals with mental health, anxiety, depression. And these can be issues, you know, that for both the people experiencing them and for their family and their loved ones. So if anyone is listening, if they're concerned for themselves or for a loved one, just wanted to shout out the Lifeline number.
Please
that you can
do.
Call. You can call sort of 24/7. So it's 131114. So if you are, you know, if this has brought up anything, or if you, you know, if you are concerned for someone, it's 131114. That's Lifeline.
Andrew, that is fantastic. It was what I was thinking of. I knew I'd heard her name. Absolutely tragic story. And I think it just goes within that canon of some beautiful posthumous works that you really wish the person had been around to see.
Mm. It's a joy to discover. Look, I wouldn't, if you're listening and you don't have kids, don't think that's not an excuse to go out and buy this book.
Absolutely not.
It's amazing. You could frame the pages in this book. I love it.
Absolutely gorgeous. Where can people get a little bit more about books from you?
A little bit more about books, and I'm hoping to be bringing some conversations around this further to Final Draft every Saturday morning on 2SER at 10 a.m. And at 2SER.com, you can listen back and discover more books every day of the week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure having you on the show. We'll talk next Tuesday. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.